Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Our God Reigns, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled That's What Faith Can Do, from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3.
Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. He had no stately form and he had no majesty.
No questions. There's no crossing your fingers and hoping you get lucky. I'm glad in the name of Jesus there's healing power. Amen. For he said in Isaiah 53, with his stripes, you're healed. With his blood, he can save and redeem you today from the worst sin that you can commit. But I'm going to tell you what the worst sin we commit is. It's rejecting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. All these other sins just add to the intensity of the heat in hell. But to reject Jesus is the cardinal, the worst sin that you can commit. the same sickness, you know, that we're facing in America is on our streets. And friend, let me tell you what. We have a sin sickness in America. We've got a sin sickness in Lynchburg. We're out on the streets demonstrating when we should be at the altars praying. I'm sure I'll hear something about that, but that's okay. He's got my back. We need to raise up the banner, not some banner. We need to stand for righteousness. If all these people that are out there today picketing and protesting and carrying banners would get to the altars of God and start praying and get back into a right relationship with God, I believe God could turn this nation around. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The same sickness today is in abortion clinics every day where thousands of babies are being aborted. The same sickness that is in the fact of addictive drugs and alcohol. And you say, boy, I'm glad it's not in my neighborhood. You might want to check that. The same sickness today, I don't care how good your neighborhood is, you can still have it. The rich as the poor, the good as the bad, have habits of drugs and alcohol that's destroying their life. That same sickness today is in the hearts of hatred. That same sickness is the sickness that is choking the very life out today of our morals and our culture and our society. That same sickness is sin. It's worse than cancer. It's worse than any debilitating disease. It destroys. It renders you totally, absolutely defeated, and it delivers you into the clutches of hell. That's what sin will do to you. See, there's only one miracle working cure. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There's only one miracle working cure today, and it's in the powerful, precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. For where there is faith in Jesus, there are miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad today. Some of you are sitting here and you think life has gotten you down, defeated. And you're about ready to give up and throw in the towel and quit. Well, let me tell you something today. People may have given up on you. But I'm glad that we've got a God who's never given up on us. Let me tell you something else today. Stop trusting today what people can do for you. Start trusting what God's already done for you. Amen. Put your confidence in the Lord. Stop trusting what welfare programs and governmental programs. That's our problem. We're too much governmental controlled. Amen. Start depending on the one that gives life and gives liberty and that gives hope and that gives help. Start trusting in the Lord. Amen. Man, preacher, telling you the truth. Amen. What we need to do is start praying for those prayers that will touch today the very heart of God and once again bring back favor. See, there's not going to be any favor on America until there's favor on the church again. When you got a bunch of bobbing heads and talking faces today that's not proclaiming the blood of Jesus Christ and not standing for the truth of this word and not declaring the cross and the finished work of Jesus today and giving you some hype of motivation instead of ministering to you by the word of God, let me tell you what, friend. We're not going to get it with that. I didn't come to motivate you today. I've come to minister to you, to tell you that God loves you and God has not given up on you, and to get back to the altars of God and get your home, your life straightened out for the Lord and once again crown Him Lord of your life. Amen. Praise God. See, God wants to bring favor, but we're tying the hands of God. Remember the words of Jehoshaphat concerning prayer. I preached on this last Sunday night, and the scripture came back to me. And the fact that he said, in your hands is power and might. He was speaking of God. Amen. We pray knowing that God is the beginning and God is the end. We pray knowing that God is gracious and that God is good. We pray knowing today that God will help us and God will keep us today, knowing that He is faithful. For the word says this, we stand before this house and in Thy presence, for Thy name is in the house. Thy name is in the house. and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. That's what we need. We stand in faith before God. And we stand on the finished work of Jesus Christ, knowing He has a miracle for us. See, I contend the days of miracles are not over. And as Jesus prayed, "Our Father, which art in heaven," you know, this is the same Father who is called Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is our healer, the God of all healing, the God who is the great physician today. And if you're going to have God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, let me tell you what, you've got to have the Word of God in your life. Amen. So, for in this Word is bread. It's bread to the hungry. It's healing for the sick. It's provision for the needy. It will quench your thirst. It will forgive your sins. It will help you in times of storm. And it'll give you hope today for even a better tomorrow. If you want to put the devil on the run and put hell on alert, declare the Word of God. We babble in our own words about things that has absolutely zero importance. Declare the Word of God. With your stripes we're healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person will avail much. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Amen. See, listen. You can't declare what you don't know. And we get on all the media, social media sources and babble stupidity. Let me tell you what. Declare the Word of God. Start learning the Word so you can declare it. Amen. I prayed over my wife this past week. And glory to God, the effectual prayer of somebody that loves God, God hears and responds. Amen. You can't declare what you don't know. And if you don't know Him and you don't know His words, you can't declare it. You can hear all the cliches and the right words, but if you don't know Him and you don't know His Word, it's not going to make any difference. If you know the Word of God, you know what? You can then can proclaim today, nothing is impossible to them who believe. Amen. So God can divinely and supernaturally today heal you, help you, heal your heart today, heal your soul, and He can even turn your life around. But you've got to meet the conditions that God has for you. I like that, don't you? Amen. Nothing is impossible. And can't move a rubber tree plant. But He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. I don't know the rest of the song. Some of you are playing games with God. Let me tell you what. God's not Pokemon. If we spend as much time chasing Pokemon as we did pursuing God, we'd be a lot better off, wouldn't we? We don't get faithful to His house and His Word. Where are you going to be tonight? We're not faithful to the altar call. Some of you, it's been so long since you stood and knelt on an altar. Bless God. You'd sit all of heaven on alert if you hit an altar today. Shout went out of me. I'm telling you, God said, to get the miracle, the first step is you've got to have faith in God. Faith is a victory that overcometh the world, the Word of God says. And without faith, in Hebrews 6:11-6, He says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Consider the foundation. And I know I'm running a little over here, but that's all right. Because you just don't go somewhere and eat anyway. So I better feed you. I need to feed you spiritually before you go feed your face.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.